Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber, call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? Too deadly. Now, emerging First Nation talent, Kagari Malin, may have spent his younger years avoiding the spotlight, but since taking on a modelling and performance role in the 2024 Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, KIAF Fashion Performance, Light the Fire, he hasn't looked back. We're going to have a yarn with the brother and got him online and talk about his space. On the line, good morning. Kagari, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Oh, yeah, I'm Kagari Malin. I'm Gidamay Yidinji and Warramai man.
All right, beautiful. Big shout-out to you,
mob. Down here in Sydney.
Down in Sydney. There you go. Long way, brother. But big shout-out.
Yeah.
Look, thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, fine-looking specimen, model material. Enjoying that journey. Was that your first gig in regarding modelling at Cairns Indigenous Art Fair 2024?
Yeah, it really was. It kind of opened up the doors for a whole new kind of profession to go into. So like after the modelling in KIAF, I kind of had a lot of opportunities to do modelling afterwards as well.
So how did it all come about? Were you there mowing the lawn one day? Someone looking, oh, he's fine looking. And hey, look, come on over here and walk on this catwalk for us.
I kind of got sick of that kind of routine that I had down here. And I was like, what? I might just apply for something different. Something different. I wasn't expecting to even get a role up there. But I was like, yeah, may as well. You know, I haven't been up there for a while. It's good to see some black fellas up there. So I applied for it and... Yeah, long story short.
So what were you doing before modelling, brother?
I was a personal trainer. I was doing personal training and I still work at a warehouse as well.
Gotcha, okay. So you're doing that and then you saw the opportunity, put the application in and then got snapped up by Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. So on the catwalk with Light the Fire last year. Haven't looked back, and what sort of other gigs have you done?
Oh, after that, I did a few music videos for... an American artist. What else have I done? I've done a few ads down here for Transport New South Wales and Tourism New South Wales that I just did recently. I've done some extra work for Home and Away as well.
Fantastic, brother. Too deadly.
Yeah. And I just did some filming as well for a student film.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations. Now, with that, we got Kaya for their operation for this year, 2025, going back to the tanks. And they actually issued a call for aspiring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander models to showcase up to 100 designs across 12 wearable art and design collections in the organisation's anticipated annual fashion performance in July. So are you going to run the walkaway again, brother?
Yeah, definitely good. I definitely am.
Good.
I'm excited to see for everyone to see all the new designs and all the models there again. It'll be fun.
And we're talking male and females. And what ages are we talking in regard to the fashion performance in July with KIAF?
The ages?
Mm.
Yeah, it'll probably be around. I think it's usually around like 18 to. I might be one of the oldest as 26.
Okay, rightio. There you go. Fantastic. Yeah. And that's male and females.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about the for people doing it for the first time, how you did it for the first time last year. A bit daunting in that sense. Were you taught had a work, had a walk on the catwalk as such, or did they tell you just be natural, or did you walk and trip and roll into it, or paint the picture, no, brother, paint the picture?
it's a good, like, 2-week program to just kind of train yourself into actually being comfortable within the walk and yes. within the parameters of walking, and then we do a good dress rehearsal as well. And all the other models and everyone else there is always there to help you out. So it's trying to just really let go of that embarrassment or that shameness and
sure.
just really owning that run walk, really, the runway.
Yeah, there it is. Like I said, go a mile, see a mile. So it's a bit daunting as such, but 9 out of 10, well, they look at the outfit first, when they look at the model, but the outfits are the thing as well. If you focus at the, you're just looking at wearing what they're looking at, that's the best way to calm your nerves, I would think, brother.
Exactly, exactly.
And so with that, you talk to other, like, young and up-and-coming models as such, or are you in that space? It's a new industry for you now, but... as your age, you mentioned 26, that's a good age, maturity and what have you. You'd be able to embrace it and take it on board in a mature way, and then help deliver it or promote it, especially for up and coming. But then again, as an entrepreneur, business person, then you're then looking at other opportunities. So it puts you in that space, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does.
And do you have a manager as such, Kagara?
Oh, yeah, well, it's basically just my mum, really.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, mum.
Yeah, keep it with the family.
Listen, before you get on a catwalk, clean your room.
yeah, literally.
Oh, you want to eat? You want dinner tonight? Yeah. Don't go modelling around the lounge room. Pick up the clothes there. Move the ashtrays. Well, brother, that's fantastic. Look, good on you. Congratulations there, brother. So we'll be able to see you in action again on the catwalk here in Cairns for KIAF 2025. Fashion parade performs happening in July. But Cairns Indigenous Art Fair are calling out for aspiring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander models to showcase. So I suppose they can get in touch with KIAF on the webpage, all the W's, .kiaf.com.au. And put in an application, and that's male and females, and you'll be walking the catwalk with Kagari Maline.
Yeah, for sure.
To Delhi, brother. So you live in Sydney, do you?
Yeah.
All right, so you fly up here, do your catwalk, and then back to the fitness job.
Yeah.
Loving your work, and that's fantastic. Congratulations, brother. And
thank you, brother.
Enjoy it, and big shout out to your manager, your lovely mum. You wouldn't be there without her, brother, I'm telling you.
All right, thank you.
Take care, Kagara.
You too. Bye.
Deadly Yarn there, model material. There he is, Kagara Marlene, and he's performing here in Cairns at KIAF, Cairns Art Fair, for the fashion performance. And they are streaming it for more artists. So if you that way inclined, give it a shot like he did last year. He thought, why not? I just blow for it. And then he got the gig, and then he hasn't looked back. Now he gets gigs left, right, and centre over and above his fitness job. So there's an opportunity there in front of you. There it is. As they say, opportunities are knocking on people's door every day. And the sad thing is people don't open the door to hear to see the opportunity because they're too busy knocking the opportunity. Throw your hat in the fire, you mob. And give it a shot. There it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. All ears here. Have you seen Yana Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And read every yarn with your deadly mob. Too deadly.
On TV, I saw. Of the Brisbane Blacks, a story that is touching, a story that is right. In the story, a group of people sitting in a park, drinking in harmony, drinking until dark. You wonder. They know but the pressure from society is strong. Every day, each passing day, our culture slowly dies. Like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons. Now is our only trade. Compared to all the immigrants, look how much we've made. You look down through your noses to see the black man groveling down at your feet with weary eyes looking up at you, waiting for the message to get through.
Yeah, big shout out to all you Brisbane Blacks. Hope you mob are deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana, is yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And that's BBM Bumblebip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Our First Nations mental health experts plea for respectful election. First Nation leaders and mental health experts are calling on politicians and media to adopt respectful, inclusive language during the up-and-coming federal election. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Clinton Schultz, Director of First Nation Strategy at Black Dog Institute. And we have Dr. Clinton on the line. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm down here on Kumbamara country, so the beautiful Gold Coast.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm a mob. My name's Quinton. I'm a Gamilaroi Gomeroi lad. As I said, living here on Kumbamara country, so the beautiful Gold Coast.
Beautiful. Good footprint, and big shout out to you, mob. Thank you very much. Look, we're talking about First Nation leaders and mental health experts are calling on politicians and media to adopt respectful and inclusive language during the up-and-coming federal election. Look, when we talked about election, what have you, and we had the referendum late last year, that in itself was daunting for a lot of our First Nation people. Are you alluding to that space, you would think, Doctor?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had multiple times across decades to see that whenever elections come around, that First Nations affairs, Indigenous has become a political football, and that has an impact on our overall social emotional well-being. We've definitely seen that heightened during the referendum, the Voice and referendum debate.
Yes.
And I think what we've seen during that time is we've seen that, you know, there's a whole bunch of political actors at times allow the metrics of politics to interfere.
Yeah, and they're playing with First Nations emotions, are they not? Spiritually connection, you know, cultural ascent, all the above, and daunting and devastating in that sense. So it's very important, and it's a good point that you're making as in First Nation leaders in this space. And let's talk about the so-called guidelines for respectful election coming up to the next election for politicians to speak on or to be careful of. Give us some description there, if you can, please, Dr. Clinton.
Yeah, so we've put five very basic points forward that we think are completely reasonable. So the first one is set the standard for respectful, basically asking people to engage in discussions with respect and patience and remaining open to the points of First Nations peoples rather than them just going to the people that will say what they want them to say.
Yeah, gotcha, yep.
Second one's, you know, promote truth and honesty. So commit to sharing accurate information and correcting misinformation and avoiding spreading further falsehoods and creating damaging stereotypes about our mobs and our communities. Prioritize, like, if they're going to be about us, they should be mindful of the impacts their words can have on our social and emotional well-being. Fostering unity. Have these discussions in ways that helps us to come together rather than trying to further divide not just Australia as a whole, but even in our community. You know, we've seen during the referendum that we had peoples within communities that were just put in conflict with each other because of the way the debate was undertaken. And then, you know, lastly, for them to lead by example, I think at times they forget about the power that they actually have and in the influence their words carry, and that that influences other Australians in terms of how they think they can go about talking about us and engaging with us.
Mm. So with the so-called guidelines, as you mentioned, Dr. Clinton, are we taking this information to like AEC in regard to candidates throwing their hat in the ring, or how does this information get to the so-called candidates who are going to be running in the next election?
So we'll actually be sending this out to every member of Parliament.
Okay.
So same as we did during the Respectful Referendum Pledge,
right,
where
we
literally went to Parliament to get them to sign on and agree to undertaking the discussion in a more respectful way. And we had one side of politics that was interested in joining that than others.
Sure, well, exactly. And look, if you talk about the First Nation voters as such, you know, they could get a candidate over the line. But it can't be just like a tick in a box or being disrespectful for the space just to get the vote. There's got to be compassion there. We're talking about human beings here. We're talking about moving forward. We're talking about closing gaps and all the above. So we need truth-telling, you could say, Dr. Clinton.
Yeah, we need truth-telling. I think that without people having a real understanding of not just the history but the current context of our communities, then it's very hard for people to understand, you know, how to vote and what should be supporting or not supporting. You know, I think they're told a lot of rhetoric and they're led to believe certain things that don't represent what's going on for all of us as mob across the country.
Yep, no, fantastic. Look, it's beautiful. Guidelines, there it is, respectful election, election coming for the federal election. So we need for the candidates to play fair, play safe, but play with a bit of passion and with a bit of feeling and emotions as well, and respect to the First Nation voters out there. But thank you very much, Dr. Clinton, and all the best to your mob and your team there. And we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure. Yalla.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. Adele Yander, Dr. Clinton Schultz, his name is, Director of First Nation Strategy at Black Dog Institute. So as Dr. Clinton mentioned there, and directors of First Nation Strategy, Black Dog Institute, says now more than ever it is vital that the commentary is accurate, respectful and mindful of the social and emotional well-being of First Nation communities. And I saw firsthand the negative impacts of the voice debate. It increased psychological distress, a growing need for support, and a heavier burden placed on mental health services, Dr. Schultz said. So we need for people to be respectful in that space, you know. And, well, you're going to get the black vote, but talk to the people, not at the people. There it is. Have you seen Yanup Song? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. With the ball you on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
Yo, welcome to the mind of a rebel. scores. I got them flags high and the radio on pause. They caught me on the rise, the rock standing tall. I hail from TSI, Golden Mike from the north. Heard them in the streets, they vibe a different beat. I talk of revolution and it's scary when we speak. We blood up on this red dirt, its vein is running deep. And now the beds are burning and they should get to sleep. A song of redemption, I came to wake the free. 500,000 strong marching to a single beat. And the drum roll is mean. A battle chant to dance a warrior's theme. We take it to the streets, rounding up the fleets. Until the people free, there can never be no peace. This a pro-black renaissance, lost languages are kings. I and I battling to win and the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teacher, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming. And we're dancing through the streets, yeah. Let the rhythm take control.
Warriors, warriors.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
This rage is the hunger for the truth. The future is confused. Time to change the news. Color people's thoughts. Change their worldviews. A microphone sire. Build an empire. Zenitus will rise off the words of desire. Go higher, higher. Pound for pound, raise your fists. The roots from Jamaican bloodline connects. From Guam to the Philippines, Fiji to the South Seas, Papua New Guinea, my one talks, we one see. Power to the movement in Brazil, Canadian powwow, the movement is real. I can see it in your eyes, a warrior's pride. The music be the power that will make the people rise. Watch the many nations stand and unify. The universal virtues, one personified. And the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teachers, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming. And we're dancing through the streets, yeah.
One time for the mind.
Let the rhythm take control.
Two time for the pride.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
Mind.
Let the music free your soul.
Two time for your pride.
Let the music free your soul. Free your soul. Let the music, let them free your soul.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
It's the Gather Round, Round 5, for the 2025 AFL Premiership season for AFL Indigenous Broadcasting. Tonight, from 7pm, Australian Eastern Standard Time, it's Collingwood taking on the Sydney Swans live from Garner Land at Adelaide Oval. And on Sunday, from 6:30pm, Australian Eastern Standard Time, it's Port Adelaide taking on Hawthorn live from Garner Land at Adelaide Oval. Sponsored by the AFL and the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Broadcast throughout the nation by the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Nyandabanapi Bamanda, Nyandabakat Nyandabamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
She said, don't leave me here again, ma. I need you more than you could ever understand, ma. I'm broken and alone, I know we had a broken home. Stop thinking you need a man, ma. Getting chucked around the system, need to take my hand, ma. Wanna go home, but you're too selfish on that needle. Think you bad to the bone. Was once good, but you turn evil and I'm sick of these thoughts. Was I ever enough? It seems that all I was taught, but I was always too much. And all I want is your love, but you don't wanna come back. Yeah, you're too sick on that crack to comprehend the impact. I only see you for an hour every couple of weeks, and I'm going through so much trauma, I find it hard to just speak. He touching me in the dark, cause I'm not worthy of love, and I'll probably turn out like you. Or laying up in a coffin, all I wanted was you. But I wasn't your problem, I guess I gotta figure out my own ways to just solve them. Want you to fight for me, like you fight over drugs. Want you to fight for me, go ahead and fight for my love. Want you to die for me, but you just died on me. So now I'm standing in the mirror feeling real lonely. Sorry, mommy.
Fight for me.
Should have been a mum and now I'm living with regret. Cause I passed on my trauma, I'm so sorry for the pain. But you feel in your heart, and if I could take it away, I would tear it all apart. I tear myself up every day, I wish I had my baby back. But when push came to shove, I didn't have my baby's back. I was caught up in the trap, I was fronting on your dad. And my demons came in masses, was too weak to fight him back. Don't blame me for what I did, put blame where it belongs. I did bad on my own, having you was never wrong. You were a blessing all along. Blind of Nick, I'll see. Hating on who I am. Please don't ever be like me. I should have fought for you.
Fight for me, mama. Fight for me. Fight for me. Walking in the world, built on tyranny. The system and the drugs, they are killing me. Escaping from the system, but the system needs the drugs.
Chasing these drugs, I should have fought for you. I should have fought for your love, should have been there for you. It wasn't fair to you, and you're so strong, my baby, I couldn't compare to you. I should have fought for you. Instead of chasing these drugs, I should have fought for you. I should have fought for your love, should have been there for you. It wasn't fair to you, and you're so strong, my baby, I couldn't compare to you.
Me got a little story to tell ya. This one goes out to me, lady, me baby.
Na 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 na. Won't you run away with me, girl? Take my hand and follow me, girl. We can sail to the open seas, girl. Don't be shy, just come with me. Follow my lead, you can be me one and only. She's standing across the room, I can see you dancing right there. Girl, I just don't know what to do, but I see you wave and smile.
So never finish and I catch my attention. Mr. Bartender, give me some liquor. We got a flashback from the other week. It's the girl, that's her that I've seen. She got a figure of an hourglass. Me now waste time, girl. Me got you in a me mind. Cause nobody na know, nobody na care. You in a me arms, let's seal for a wee girl. Oh, oh, oh.
Follow me, girl. We can sail to the open seas, girl. Don't be shy, just come with me. Follow my lead, you can be me one and only.
Don't you follow me, baby girl, me wanna hold it down. Come give me liquor, sweet and lovin' all around me, baby. You sugar me, honey, me tropical breeze. We love it when you wind up on the beat.
Oh, la 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 la.
won't you run away with me, girl? Take my hand and follow me, girl. We can sail to the open seas, girl. Don't be shy, just come with me. Follow my lead, you can be me one and only.
Northern Peninsula area. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go. It's the Batman Kids. Go. Rapping NPA. Go. What you doing?
About 6 in the morning, hopped in the dinghy, me and Balabo T with 500 pity. Heading to the shooting swamp for some piggy, with the cruise east coast, got gun dogs, machetes. 1, 2, load up the bullet. 3, 4, cock it and pull it. 5, 6, popped him in the air, it's gone 7, 8, 9, now the broom is dead.
Hands up, hands up, mother push go you. That's a one burn small, suss it out, mother cruise. Yeah, you know how we roll, it's the Bamaga Kids. Where the ballers, what is that? Red dust, Nick T.
Life's fun up here in the NPA. Yeah. There's not much to do, but it's deadly anyway. Chilling with our titters and having a yarn. Tear it up at the disco and dog him hard one.
She likes the gazebo, listening for the music. We flow bobbing our head because it's been alive. Turning off the radio, you feeling it?
Yeah.
Bala press, mata me patitas, I be play tight.
Hands up, mata press, go youth. That's a one run small, suss it out, mata cruise. Yeah, you know how we roll, it's the Bama the Kids. Where the titters, what a fast, red dust, natives.
Walking down the main street with the danger beat. And we're looking so gorgeous, are you feeling the heat? Pop, pop, lock and drop it, I'ma roll it around. And then we throw it on down all the way to the ground.
Bala Trey Vecchia in the NPA. We're representing all the people from around this place. Mix flow all ballas, make it brand new. Sing no blast them over mark, bam by telling a ring.
Hands up, mata push go you. That's a one burn small, suss it out, mata cruise. Yeah, you know how we roll, it's the Bamaga Kids. Where the ballas, what is that? Red dust, Nick T.
Hands up, mata press go you. That's a one burn small, suss it out, mata cruise. Yeah, you know how we roll, it's the Bamaga Kids. Where the shit is, what is that? Red dust, Nick T.
Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
It's not how it was before.
surging storms and mighty sea waves. They're crashing on the shore. The keepers of their cultural ways. Ancient knowledge of the sea. Protectors of their tribe.
Your two Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Song, 1-800-422-416. Next segment, we got Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's over at Brinsmead and Edmonton in regarding box of fruit we get given in regard to healthy living, healthy lifestyle. So a big shout out to Perry's. Thank you very much. And we got a police liaison officer. We got Stephen Grant come to join us. And also he's brought a couple of bodyguards. We have a first-year constable, but 10 years experience from over to the ditch. That's New Zealand, Taylor Giles, Constable Taylor Giles, and Acting Senior Sergeant Shannon Meyer Bush. Is that right? Too Delic, got it all right. A very good morning to you all.
Good morning, Trevor.
All right, brother.
Can you hear me, Trevor?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. I was going to go to you, but I would say the first year Constable, 10 years experience, Taylor Giles, more pretty than you. Let's go with Taylor. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Welcome. And from the other side, so New Zealand over here to far north Queensland, Cairns. So 10 years experience, but operating as a first-year constable. So explain your role and how that comes about. And I didn't realise the QPS engage in New Zealand police officers. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I've been in Cairns since December.
Yes.
And prior to that, I did about 6 months in Brisbane.
Okay.
And prior to that, I was at the academy. So, yeah, I chose to move to Australia for the country because there's so many adventures and everything to do over here. And I was just lucky enough to keep my career along the way.
Beautiful.
Doing 10 years in police in New Zealand, it just becomes kind of like a part of you. And I love what I do. So coming over here, I had the opportunity to go with QPS.
Okay.
And so being able to do that and, yeah.
For our listeners, explain that transition as such. I mean, do you just dovetail straight into the role, or is there a bit of training that you have to do from this side?
I wish it was really that simple, but it wasn't at all.
Okay.
There's a lot to go with that. So as I was working, I did my application to QPS, and alongside that, we have still the testing components that we need to do and medical standards.
Sure.
So that's a process in itself that you need to complete. And then from there, I got given 3 weeks notice to say that I was accepted into the academy, which I started in February the 11th.
So New Zealand, what's that headline? What was it, you're working under that? What's the headline? What do they call the police over there?
So over my up to 10 years service in New Zealand Police, I did many different roles,
yes,
which range similar but different from QPS.
Okay.
So for about 3.5 years, I was on what we call general duties, which is your frontline police, that if you call 000, that police show up. That's
sure.
what I was doing.
Yep.
And then I went into more of an engagement kind of role with our communities, going into schools, alongside what we call like a police support unit. So in that police support unit, because where I was based, we had like a lot of protests and that kind of policing. And
okay.
So
and that's on the same level ranking when you come to
yep.
Australia?
So yep. I stayed as a constable there. They don't really do senior constable until you spend 14 years in the service there.
Is that right?
Yeah. So over here, it's very different. So straight jumped into a senior constable.
So you're thinking
constable.
You're deadly, you've done 10 years. Not... You still haven't made it. You still got your Huggies, Kimbies on. You're still an infant. And still 14 years.
So up to, yeah, okay. 14 years in New Zealand to be a senior constable.
So forget the 14 years over there. You come over here to do the 4 years here, you could say.
I jumped straight to senior Connie
yeah,
here.
There you go.
Yeah,
all
so.
Right. So a good move, of course, coming to the Big Island. Here we are. And so now operating out of Edmonton Police.
Yes.
Good. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So over to Acting Sergeant Shannon Moybush.
Yep.
So Senior Sergeant Glenda lies on holidays?
Yeah, he's currently.
And so you stepped in his role?
That's right.
That's how it works? So, yeah. But you're based out at Edmonton Police, aren't you?
That's correct, yeah. Yep. I'm one of the shift supervisors out there. I work there. Been there for the last 5 years, yeah.
Sure. So whenever Senior Sergeant Glenda lies away, do you step in the role straight away?
Well, there's a pool. There's about six sergeants out there. Oh. And we just sort of take turns.
Gaining
that experience, really.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful. Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yep. And that's fantastic. That's all good. So that's great. So how long have you been with the force?
Well, this year, it was 20 years this year.
20 years. Yeah. So you passed the 14 years anyway. Yeah, yeah, 20 years. Right. Good on you. Congratulations.
Just like this man over here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
20
yeah.
years as well.
Jumping over to Steve, police liaison. 18 years, eh?
20.
Oh, excuse me. 20. Sorry, how dare 20. I swear at you like that.
Yeah, there.
My apologies.
That's okay.
But no longer under Edmonton Police Liaison Officer, you've moved on, haven't you?
Yes, since the 8th of October last year, I've joined the First Nations Division as the recruiting team based here in Cairns.
Yep.
Under the manager of former police officer Aaron Thomas.
Okay.
So I'm back working with him.
Yep,
so
yep.
All good.
Fantastic. So here we are. So different roles. So you've sort of moved on. You've come over from New Zealand there, Taylor, and then you stepped up in regard to Senior Sergeant Linda Lyway. So very, how you say, active station, you could say, in more ways than one.
It is. The station, like at Edmonton, we do, it's very important we engage with the community a lot. Having people like Taylor just provides some more experience in doing that as well.
Sure. Yeah. We talk about Stephen's role, Taylor. I'll put that question to you in regarding police liaison officers we have here in Queensland, state of Queensland. Similar roles in New Zealand. Do they have like a First Nation officer role wearing the uniforms?
We definitely have liaison officers in New Zealand to match to different cultures. So, for example, there is like Chinese or there is... Samoan, because we've got a lot of Pacific Island people that are in New Zealand or Māori, and so there's kind of different liaison officers for all those different cultures.
Sure, fantastic, which is very important. It's a bridge builder, it's a communicator. I see that as a space, you know, and it's about keeping everybody safe as well, you know what I mean? And so with yourself there, Steve, the role that you do, do you still operate as a police officer, police liaison officer in your role, your new role?
Yes, I do, because I'm still under their umbrella. I haven't gone over to the, the administration sides of things yet. So my title is still tied up with the QPS.
Yes.
So if there was a community event that was occurring and Edmonton was short on staff or requested a PLO, I'm surely that I would, work that shift with the crew down there for that event.
Sure, fantastic. So talking about the space in regarding QPS and regarding employment of First Nation people, that's always on the cards, whether it be coming through police liaison officer or going through the normal route, so to speak, to become police officers. We'd like to see more First Nation people coming on board,
absolutely.
Sergeant?
Absolutely.
Acting.
Absolutely. Thank you. And that's Stephen's new role too. He's to engage with First Nations people. To actively seek people who are interested in applying to become police officers, working with the police and many different roles as well. Definitely where we are here in Cairns, like it's definitely important that we engage a lot of First Nations people to come and join our service.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
We love having people like that.
And Constable Taylor, when you're looking at your role as coming from New Zealand and working with First Nation people over in New Zealand, First Nation people, then cultural awareness would be sort of be great to be working with police liaison officers to get that education as well, wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely. I'd say that we don't really have many First Nation people that come to New Zealand. So for me, it's been a new eye-opener. So having PL allies and learning about their community has definitely been different and new for me to take on board as well and try to understand their needs and what they would like from a police officer when we go to help their service.
Look, which is great, and as I always say, that we are students for life, so we always learn in what field or what area, you know, and we need to just travel with an open mind for the learning, so to speak, you know, to help do the job properly in that sense. And when we're talking about the police role, you know, but in regard to communicating with the people out there, you know, protect and serve. Is that the statement, Acting Sergeant?
Yes, it is. It's more about engaging with people, engaging with the community, building community confidence in the police and working together to provide that safe space for everybody to live and enjoy.
Sure, yeah, so yeah.
That's what it's about.
I always say we're dealing with people, not product, you know.
Correct.
So we need to understand that and respectful way. So we're looking at the operation in regarding Edmonton Police, and you've been there 20 years. Is that 20 years you've been at that station?
Not at Edmonton, no. My service ranges from South Brisbane to Toowoomba in the southwest to then up here.
All right, fantastic. So. Yeah, and enjoying that journey after 20 years?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful.
Different roles, but yeah, absolutely.
Lovely.
All still right, learning.
Fantastic. Still learning? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Looking at climbing up the ranks for you, Constable Taylor?
Climbing up the ranks for me? Because I'm just quite new to Australia, I'd quite like to do for my first 3 years. I kind of just want to enjoy my general duty side of things again as I'm really enjoying it. And then for me, my personal goal was to go towards being a sergeant.
Okay. Good. And sergeant here in Australia then?
Yes. I'd like to be a sergeant.
Saw the light. Finally saw the light. Come from over the ditch. Did you switch the light off when you come over? Thank you. A lot of your mob is over, is what I'm saying. So big shout out to all your brothers out there, sisters out there from NZ. And Steve, your role stay there with where you are at the moment? Is that based there, or do you go back to Edmonton? Or?
No, that's a permanent position there where I'm based at currently here in Cairns. So, just a new career change.
Is there a group of police liaison officers in that role where you are?
No, I'm the only one.
You're the only one, okay.
Yeah, so our sector's from the Torres Straits all the way down to Mackay.
Big footprint, eh?
Correct, and we've got other members of the team in Brisbane who do the Southern Corridor all the way back down to the Gold Coast, Brisbane area.
Beautiful. Well, I have love having good yarns with the QPS on this segment, which we're yarning. I spoke to the commissioner here once, and now we're talking to ex-New Zealand police officer, saw the light and come this way, acting, stepping up, and there it is, and you moving across the other side. My head's spinning here, brother, but good to see you all. Nice to meet you, Constable Taylor.
Thank you.
All the best, acting sergeant. Steve. Lunch, brother.
Thank you. A big shout out to the crew in headquarters there, our deadly mob there, Maria and the lovely Karen, who does all our accommodations and flights when we are in travel, and to the deadly PLOs here in Cairns. Keep going strong.
Team effort.
Correct.
Thank you, guys. All the best. Take care, and we'll talk soon, eh?
Ciao. Thank you.
Beautiful yarn with the boys and girls in blue, Edmonton Police, and that segment, which we're yarning. Proudly sponsored by Perry's, IGA, thank you very much. Give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Brisbane Media, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Chew on a banana rather than a Mars bar, you mob, so too deadly. And good to have those deadly yarns. And big shout out to Senior Sergeant Len Delay on holidays. Sound like retirement. The hillbilly boy from the Tablelands. Trendy Trev here with your daily program, National Tall Rack. About to sign off. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon here on National Talk Black. Got the news coming up via NERS, National Israeli Service, and big shout out to the NERS team, Too Deadly.
Welcome to Coranda, where the beat drops and the treetops. We rock with the green frogs and the Ganyara, them big crops. Sip up from Coranda.